Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Meghan Markle revealed she felt like a bimbo during her time on Deal or No Deal. On the latest edition of her podcast, Meghan spoke with guest Paris Hilton about the labels bimbo and dumb blonde. The Mirror recaps that before her chat with Paris, Meghan talks of her days working on Deal or No Deal. Meghan said she's grateful that the job helped give her a leg up in her acting career, but the reason she quit the role was it did not make her feel smart and she had to look a certain way. Meghan said, "There were times when I was on the set at Deal or No Deal and thinking back to my time working as an intern at the US Embassy in Argentina, Buenos Aires, and being in the motorcade with the Secretary of the Treasury at the time and being valued specifically for my brain. Before the tapings of the show, all the girls, we would line up and there were different stations for having your lashes put on or your extensions put in or your padding in your bra. We were even given spray tan vouchers each week because there was a very cookie-cutter idea of precisely what we should look like. It was solely about beauty and not necessarily about brains." She recalls, "And when I look back at the first time, I will never forget this one detail because moments before we'd get on the stage, there was a woman who ran the show and she would be there backstage and I can still hear her. She couldn't properly pronounce my last name at the time, and I knew who she was talking to because she would go, 'Markle, suck it in. Markle, suck it in.' I ended up quitting the show. Like I said, I was thankful for the job, but not for how it made me feel, which was not smart. And by the way, I was surrounded by smart women on that stage with me. But that wasn't the focus of why we were there, and I would end up leaving with this pit in my stomach, knowing that I was so much more than what was being objectified on the stage. I didn't like feeling forced to be all looks and little substance, and that's how it felt for me at the time, being reduced to this specific archetype." Meghan then discussed her aspirations for young Lilibet, telling Paris Hilton, "I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on this idea, because when I hear the word bimbo, I have a very negative connotation to it. I don't see that as an aspirational thing for a woman. I want our daughters to aspire to be slightly higher. I want my Lily to want to be educated and want to be smart and to pride herself on those things." Meghan admitted to being nervous to interview Paris Hilton, saying, "I've been the most nervous about this one, because while I'm embarrassed to admit it, I had a judgment about Paris, and I don't like having judgment. It doesn't feel good. But I had to be real about that, because when I grew up, she was beautiful, rich, and famous. What could possibly be wrong with her life?" Harry and Meghan's Netflix documentary has reportedly been delayed until 2023, but not because of the Sussexes, but because of the TV series The Crown. Deadline writes, "Rattled after attacks on season 5 of The Crown, Netflix has decided to postpone its documentary series featuring Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, until next year. The documentary unofficially had been slated to stream on Netflix in December following the November 9 launch of The Crown. However, Netflix came under fire over the weekend from former UK Prime Minister John Major, who complained about a plotline in episode 1 of season 5 suggesting that in 1991, Prince Charles, now King Charles III, summoned Major to moan about having to wait to take over the throne. Titled Queen Victoria Syndrome, so-called because of Queen Victoria's 63 years on the throne, the installment is based on an actual poll that ran in the UK Sunday Times, which argued that the monarchy was dated and that Queen Elizabeth should abdicate in favour of Charles. The drama features scenes of Charles, Dominic West, privately agreeing with a passage in the Sunday Times from back in 1991 that an aging monarch, too long on the throne, whose remoteness from the modern world has led people to grow tired not just of her, but of the monarchy itself. Charles then has a clandestine meeting with Major where the royal relates the story of how Edward VII was kept waiting in the wings for decades due to the longevity of Queen Victoria's rule. Major has insisted that no such conversation about a plot to overthrow the late Queen took place and described it as malicious nonsense. Other establishment figures spent the weekend savaging a show that they've yet to see, often relying on inaccurate reports of what the season 5 episodes are said to contain. But following days of negative front-page stories, executives at Netflix felt that it would be foolhardy to stream The Crown in November, followed by the Harry and Meghan documentary in December. They're rattled at Netflix, and they blinked first and decided to postpone the documentary, a source told Deadline. A report in Tuesday's New York Post suggested that Deadline has the story incorrect and that the documentary will come out this year. The royals are said to not be happy with the new season of The Crown. A source tells The Sun that this couldn't have come at a more delicate time for the new king and his queen consort, particularly as they are riding high in the minds of the public. Oh, and while events in the series take place 30 to 40 years ago, they're still raw for those involved. The worst element for the Royals is that millions of people around the world will view this series and view it less as a drama and more as a documentary. And attention on the Windsors couldn't be higher, as it's been just a few weeks since Queen Elizabeth II's funeral and is in the run-up to the King's coronation. Season 5 is expected to largely focus on Charles and Diana, but reportedly Prince Philip's relationship with his close friend Penny Knatchbull is also going to be explored. According to The Sun, the upcoming season will depict Philip in intimate scenes with Penny Knatchbull, including touching hands as he divulges details of his marriage. However, according to the Queen's former press secretary, Dickie Arbiter, these scenes are inaccurate. He told The Sun that coming just weeks after the nation laid Her Majesty to rest next to Prince Philip, this is very distasteful and quite frankly cruel rubbish. The truth is that Penny was a longtime friend of the whole family. Netflix are not interested in people's feelings. Some crew members on The Crown were disturbed by the depiction of Diana's death. An insider told The Sun, "To be going back to Paris and turning Diana's final days and hours into a drama feels very uncomfortable. Finally, some of the crew members are pushing back." The show always tried to present a fictional version of royal history with as much sensitivity as possible, but lately, as things get closer to the present day, it feels harder to strike that balance. With some of those moments still so fresh and upsetting, it feels as though a line is being crossed. A production source told Deadline that the car collision won't be shown on screen, but the events before and after the tragic event will be. The insider said, "It's the run-up, the car leaving the Ritz after midnight with paparazzi in pursuit, and then the aftermath with the British ambassador to France swinging into action with the Foreign Office, and then the subsequent constitutional aftermath. We've been dreading getting to this point. There's a certain anxiety, a palpable sense of being slightly on the edge. There's a bombshell sensitivity surrounding this one." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Princess Anne has presented Daniel Craig with the Order of St. Michael and St. George, the same honour held by his character James Bond, in recognition of his outstanding contribution to film and theatre. The Order is the sixth most senior in the British honours system. It is normally awarded to men and women who hold high office or who render extraordinary or important non-military service to the UK in a foreign country, but can also be given to those who have carried out important or loyal service in relation to foreign and Commonwealth affairs. Prince William is now his father's landlord, the Mirror explains. William has taken over a £345 million property portfolio from the King and will net around £700,000 a year from King Charles after the Duchy of Cornwall was passed down. The duchy is given to the eldest son of a reigning British monarch and owns around 130,000 acres of land, including the King's beloved Highgrove home. However, William is not entitled to sell any of the duchy's assets for personal benefit. He will, however, collect hundreds of thousands of pounds of rent from his father, who has a long lease on Highgrove House, which was purchased by the duchy in 1980. And now you can collect Queen Elizabeth, the comic book. The 30-page glossy starts with the royal beekeeper notifying the palace hive of the Queen's death. Co-writer Michael Frizzle said, "I wanted to start small, the legend of the bees, and enlarge the funeral viewed by millions worldwide. That was a fitting way to depict her 70-year reign." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.